to Germany now, where one of the most secure jobs in the country is about to become a little less so. The German government requires that all households use the services of a chimney sweep. And that's given the sweeps a monopoly on much more than shoveling ashes. But that's now about to change, as NPR's Emily Harris reports from Berlin.
Tom Drust is a third-generation chimney sweep, and he's a traditionalist. He really does wear a black top hat to work. Today he's dropping a metal brush on a rope weighted with a heavy ball down a 200-year-old chimney, and hand over hand, hauling it back up again. Once is enough for this chimney, he says.
So kalt ist es ja noch nicht.
It's not that cold. The wood stoves haven't been burning for very long, and we come regularly.
Regularity is what chimney sweeping is all about in Germany. The government mandates how often chimneys must be cleaned and how often modern heating and ventilating systems must be checked. Those jobs are also assigned by law to chimney sweeps. A master sweep is in charge of a district of some 2,000 or more households. Customers may not shop around. This makes safety regulations a lot easier to enforce, says the head of Germany's sweep association, Frank Weber.
In this case, the government have to control about 8,000 companies in Germany. Otherwise, you have to control 80 million people and the heaters.
But European Union competition officials call the setup illegal. Under threat of a lawsuit from Brussels, Berlin is proposing a compromise. Keep the district monopoly for jobs involving public safety and environmental protection. For other services, homeowners would be allowed to hire any qualified sweeper. That's not enough for homeowner Paul Eberhardt.
Every 2 years, my heating technician checks the system, so all the checking and cleaning the sweep does has already been done. It's a double service that makes no sense at all.
Chimney sweeps are traditionally seen as bringers of good luck, but a minority of Germans really hate the sweep system and often hate their assigned chimney sweep. At a small demonstration on the outskirts of Berlin, they play a song that essentially accuses chimney sweeps of being spies. They say that was the point of Hitler-era laws that required sweeps be German and lead an exemplary life. Those rules were chucked in a 1969 revision, and now sweeps are generally forbidden from sharing personal information about customers. But the obligation to let sweeps in and pay for them riles some people to the extreme. Manfred Rickmeyer has been fighting chimney sweeps for 5 years.
They can check whether people who have a TV actually pay the fees for that, whether people with a dog pay the tax for the dogs, or if a person has an expensive lifestyle that the tax authorities might like to know about. Of course, we can't prove this, but it's possible. It happened in the Third Reich and in the DDR, so why not now?
We have nothing to do with spying, says sweep Tom Drust. He laughs. Ask the elderly owner of the 19th century restaurant, whose chimney Drust has just cleaned, how he feels about sweeps. And he pauses, then tells how the original 15th century building here burned down because of a chimney fire. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.